This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The case against judicial quashing of the First Amendment by prior restraint or gag orders just got a lot friendlier for David DeLaden and the Center for Medical Progress. Attorneys general in 20 states are asking the U.S. Supreme Court to allow release of videos investigating the abortion industry that have been kept from Americans by those federal court orders. Earlier this summer, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, normally a strong defender of free speech, refused that release. New York State's Supreme Court is the latest to deny that there is any right to assisted suicide. New York justices rejected word engineering by plaintiffs who argued that self-killing is somehow not suicide when someone arranges it. This is Life News Radio. Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. In other headlines, a California judge is ruling that Jaheim McMath may not be statutorily dead. Some say Oakland doctors rushed to declare her dead in 2013 following a medical crisis after a complicated surgery. She was denied food by her hospital before being released to her parents. And top Democrats are implying during judicial confirmation hearings that being a faithful Catholic is grounds for denying Senate confirmation. Judge Amy Barrett replied that such considerations would not bear on the discharge of her duties. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.